speedbuilders.com. Miss Moore, tell me your full name, please.
My name has changed now. I have married since. It is Mary Wilson now.
And it used to be what?
Mary Moore.
Where do you live at the present time?
3923 West Springdale Drive.
Here in Tampa?
Yes.
Are you employed?
Yes, I am.
Who is your employer?
Security Services of Florida.
What do you do for them?
I am a secretary.
Mrs. Wilson, your name had been given to us as a possible witness to an accident that Alfred King Jr. was involved in. Are you familiar with that accident?
Yes.
Where were you located when it happened?
I was going down Central Avenue behind the lady.
You were driving the car that was behind the defendant's vehicle, the car that came in contact with the King boy?
That's right.
How far behind her were you?
About a car length, I would say.
Do you recall the speed of your vehicle approximately?
About 25. I couldn't get up to 30, and I was in a hurry that day. I remember that.
You say you were in a hurry?
Yes, I was.
Do you know what the speed limit is there in that area?
I don't know if it is 30 or 35.
In your opinion, was Mrs. Mason, the defendant, exceeding the speed limit?
No.
Did you see the little child, Alfred King, leave the corner and walk into the street?
No, I didn't.
And I don't mean to suggest that he walked into the street either. He may have run, I don't know. In any event, did you see him leave the corner and somehow get into the street?
No, I didn't.
What was the first thing you saw that attracted your attention?
When I first saw him, I thought he was falling out of the car, but he must have been coming over the hood at that time.
That is the first thing you saw up ahead that indicated to you all was not right?
That is correct.
Did you ever see the taillights of the Mason vehicle come on prior to the time you saw Alfred coming over the hood?
About the same time, I guess. I looked up and I saw him, and I saw her come to a stop, and then I had to stop too.
Everything happened about the same time?
Yes.
Other than you and Mrs. Mason, was there much traffic in the immediate area at that time? Would you characterize it as light, heavy, or medium?
It was pretty heavy. We were traveling east, and it was definitely heavy coming toward us. There was nothing ahead of her, I remember, but I couldn't get a chance to go around.
What kind of an area was this near the scene of the accident?
What do you mean?
Well, was it a commercial area with stores and other business establishments, or was it primarily residential?
Oh, it was just houses, and of course the school and playground.
Did you notice any children in that area at the time?
Yes, there were quite a few kids around.
Were they playing ball, riding bikes, running on the sidewalk? What were they doing, if you recall?
Well, I saw some kids playing baseball in the playground. There is a baseball diamond there.
Is that right near the corner where this accident happened?
Yes, right on the corner, on the left-hand side.
Is that the same corner that Alfred was standing on just before the accident occurred?
Well, I didn't know that at the time, but that is apparently where he was when he went into the street.
When did you learn that, ma'am?
When I spoke to Mrs. Mason after the accident, she told me he had darted out from that corner.
I take it you had a conversation with the defendant following the accident, is that correct?
Yes, I did. Not really much of a conversation, though.
Can you tell us what was said?
Well, I just got out of my car and went up to her car, and she was obviously very upset. She just said she never saw him until he dashed out onto the street in front of her car and she couldn't stop in time.
Was that the extent of the conversation?
Just about, yes.
Did you talk to anybody else at the scene after the accident?
Yes, I talked to the patrolman who arrived on the scene shortly after the occurrence.
Did the officer take a statement from you?
Not a statement. He just asked me if I had seen the accident and I said yes, and he took my name and address.
Let me ask you, is this route one that you travel pretty often?
Yes, sir. I take it quite frequently. My grandmother lives right around the corner, about half a block up, and I am in the habit of visiting her pretty often.
Now, I want to ask you about the conditions at the time of this accident. What was the weather like?
Oh, it was a nice day. Sunny.
It wasn't raining and the roads weren't wet, is that right?
Right.
How about visibility?
It was a clear day.
Were there any traffic control signs on Central Avenue at that point on that day?
Like a stop sign, you mean?
Yes, or a traffic light. Were there any signs of any nature that you know of?
No, I don't think so. I don't remember any.
You testified previously, I believe, that there was a playground at the corner. Did you see any signs like children at play or anything like that?
No, I didn't. And I am pretty sure there aren't any signs like that. As I say, I go by there pretty frequently, and I would have noticed if there was a sign like that.
Incidentally, do you happen to recall the date when this accident occurred?
It was a Thursday afternoon, I know, about the 9th or 10th.
June 9 or June 10, you mean?
Right.
About what time of day?
It must have been about 3 or 3:30 by that time.
You say you saw children playing in the area. Had they just gotten out of school for the day or what?
I suppose so. I think they let school out at 2:30 or 3.
Do you know if young Alfred, the boy who was injured, was of school age?
I understand he was 6 years old.
Following this accident, have you been contacted by the defendant or by anyone on her behalf?
No, I haven't.
Have you given any statements in writing to anyone regarding the circumstances of this accident?
No, I haven't.